The Green Movement has come to Martinsville, Indiana. While known for its healing mineral waters during the early 20th century spa craze, these days the central Indiana town doesn't quite fit the normal profile of an eco-friendly community. But as WFIU's Yael Cassander discovered, an environmentalist sensibility is alive and well among Martinsville's artists.
It's the weekend of Martinsville's Fall Foliage Festival, and a Ferris wheel adds a playful touch to the downtown skyline, dominated by the red brick tower of the 1859 courthouse. Within the grid of faded Victorian homes and mature trees blazing with color, a converted church serves as the town's artistic hub. The Art Sanctuary provides working studios for 20 artists in residence, along with gallery space. The lofty, light-filled gallery is currently hosting the Reinvention Convention.
I came up with this idea because there is a definite need for exposing the need for recycling goods.
Gretchen Teneich-Hunt organized the show.
When I set the rules for this, the big one was it had to be 90% found or discarded items. They could not go out and buy materials to make their assemblages.
At first, the idea ran into some speed bumps at the administrative level.
I presented it to the board and said, let's try this and see what happens. They were a little reluctant for saying, oh, everybody's going to bring their trash in and we're going to have things to throw away. I said, no. This is going to be a neat show.
As she describes it, environmentalism is in its nascent phase in this community.
There's a good recycling program here in town, but you can't do enough to bring people aware. I think there's a very small percentage of people that are actually doing recycling.
There may be more hope for the younger generation. A group of second graders from a local elementary school visiting the Art Sanctuary certainly knew their ABCs on recycling.
Are you guys into recycling?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
I recycle pop cans.
I recycle paper.
I recycle plastic cups.
Why are you guys into recycling?
Because it helps the earth.
It helps with the community for not having a bunch of trash.
It saves trees.
It helps the world go green.
The Reinvention Convention Art Show is an explicitly didactic effort, one with a clear message. But is the conscience the best watering hole when it comes to art?
I had several artists say, I really wanted to do something, but I couldn't think what to do. You know, they were stumped. What am I going to use? What materials am I going to use? What is my inspiration?
Sometimes you get lucky, as Gretchen did.
I just felt this energy that I needed to put into it.
We're standing in front of one of Gretchen's contributions to the show, a magnificent gambling horse made of electrical fence wire.
I mean, this is a dynamic horse. It's almost like you've drawn in space with that wire. It looks as free as a pencil drawing.
That's kind of the way I did it. I sat on my back porch. I just picked it up from the field. When my horse had torn it down, I'd just gone out and picked it up.
The horse was blind and had been grazing next to the fence, not feeling the shock until her head was under the wire.
She lifted her head up, trapped the wire across her back. She spun around, took off, and tore 300 linear feet of wire down. She was traumatized for a couple of days, but she was not seriously injured, thank goodness. She could have been, because this is pretty tough stuff. This is 14-gauge wire.
Having been torn down, the wire lent itself to Gretchen's own process of working out the trauma of witnessing the incident.
It didn't take very long to do it because it was such a outpouring of feeling and emotion that I was feeling at the time when I did it.
In Gretchen's case, there was a perfect synchronicity of form and function. The material at hand was a literal element of the story she wanted to tell. But at other times, the creative process, like a stubborn horse, needs a little more prodding. So, having to work within parameters, only using recycled materials, for example, can actually focus the process.
Several years ago, I got an idea to do something with credit cards.
Bonita Snellenberger displays her sculpture, House of Cards, in the show.
And I had been saving cards, and I had friends saving cards for me rather than discard them. And I had a whole drawer full, and when this event came along, I thought, oh, I can use these credit cards.
But what you've done is actually construct a house, and it is very much a leaning house that doesn't look like it's very solid construction, out of all of these credit cards, and you call this the House of Cards.
It was just kind of my statement on how wobbly our lives are if we base it on credit cards, because we're basing it on a future which may or may not come.
Assemblage is an aside for Bonita, who normally makes paintings with the most decidedly unrecycled medium of gold leaf.
My paintings aren't recycled. Maybe I'll get into that later. Who knows?
For other artists, the restriction on materials has got them reevaluating their whole enterprise.
And they have said, it really makes you think what the possibilities are. I've had several of them tell me, you know, I was looking at some bubble wrap the other day in a totally different way than I did before.
While the show has some artists exploring very contemporary materials and genres, others' pieces remind us that artistic creation has traditionally gone hand in hand with resourcefulness. Gretchen points out Christine Maxwell's woven rugs.
This particular rug is made out of an old bed sheet. This rug here is made out of old blue jeans. This is the original recycle. The quilts like we have downstairs, and making rugs out of old clothes. This is the original recycle. Our society's gotten away from it in the last 50 years, but we need to get back to it.
From the Art Sanctuary in Martinsville, Indiana, I'm Yael Cassander for WFIU.
The Reinvention Convention is on view at Martinsville's Art Sanctuary through Friday, October the 22nd. Images of pieces in the show are posted at our website, wfiu.org/arts. Next week, Yael's series on artists who use recycled materials continues with a conversation with Bloomington artist David Ebbinghaus, whose sculptures are on view at the Inner Chef.